Welcome to Rhema for Today.
The world is passing through some troublesome times. The youth of today think of nothing but themselves. They have no reverence for parents or old age. They are impatient of all restraint. They talk as if they knew everything and will pass. And what passes for wisdom with us is foolishness with them. As for the girls, they were forward, immodest, unladylike in their speech, behavior, and dress. That sounds like today, doesn't it? That's a sermon preached by Peter the Hermit in 1274 A.D.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, Ages, Stages, and Generations. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
A grandmother was asked by her granddaughter that she called long distance and said, "Oh, please come and help me celebrate my 6th birthday." So unable to resist, like most meemaws, nanas, grandmothers, she went. They all sat down for the birthday dinner, and Hannah's father asked her if she would bless the food on her birthday, and she said, "Okay, Dad." She closed her eyes and began to pray, "Dear Lord, thank you for Mommy and this good food she fixed. Thank you for letting Grandma come here and be with me today." Pausing momentarily, she opened her eyes for a little peek around to make sure nobody was looking, and then she said, "And Lord, please let us have a good time at Toys R Us this afternoon." Today, I want to speak to you about this church. The title is called Ages, Stages, and Generations. You know, it's interesting with the Old Testament, it ends with Malachi. In Malachi, it says, "I will send the Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great dreadful day of the Lord." And then in verse 6 of 4, it says, "He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers." When the book of Malachi was finished, there would be more than 400 years of prophetic silence before John the Baptist came, and then Jesus would appear on the scene. It makes Malachi's words very significant in his final words. The hearts of the fathers being turned to the children, and the hearts of the children being turned to the fathers. For him to have said that, there must have been some type of generational gap taking place already. As you know, the world that we live in is full of all kinds of divisions, and the church is not immune. We have gender divisions, male and female. Some people don't allow lady ministers, doctrinal divisions, and so forth. Perhaps the greatest, and actually the least addressed of all issues in the church today, is generational division. The generation gap, as it's called. I want you to listen to some things that I think are sort of interesting. The children now love luxury, have bad manners, contempt for authority. They show disrespect for elders. They love to talk in place of exercise. Children are now tyrants, not the servants of their household. They no longer rise when elders enter the room. They contradict their parents, chatter before company, gobble up the dainties at the table, and tantalize their teachers. And that wasn't written today. That was attributed to Socrates by Plato. Listen to this one. I see no hope for the future of our people if they are dependent upon the frivolous youth of today. For certainly all youth are reckless beyond words. When I was young, we were taught to be discreet and respectful of elders, but the present youth are exceedingly disrespectful and impatient of restraint. He aside, the 8th century B.C. The world is passing through some troublesome times. The youth of today think of nothing but themselves. They have no reverence for parents or old age. They are impatient of all restraint. They talk as if they knew everything and will pass. And what passes for wisdom with us is foolishness with them. As for the girls, they were forward, immodest, unladylike in their speech, behavior, and dress. That sounds like today, doesn't it? That's a sermon preached by Peter the Hermit in 1274 A.D. I believe what really happens in history is this. The old man is always wrong, and the young people are always wrong about what is wrong with him. That is the old man. The practical form it takes is this, that while the old man may stand by some stupid custom, the young man attacks it with some theory that turns out to be equally stupid. G.W. Chesterton, he lived from 1874 to 1936. Someone said, before you go and criticize the younger generation, you better remember who raised them. You see, it seems that Satan is doing his best and has always done his best to divide the generations. And I want to read something. This actually is from a business standpoint, but it also is the same thing in the church. We have millennials or Gen Ys, we have the Gen Xs, we have the baby boomers, and we have the traditionalists. The millennials or the Gen Ys are Nexters or millennials, as they're called, were born between 1981 and 1999 and comprise approximately 75 million people entering the workforce. They're perceived as wanting to make a difference and knowing that their work has value. They adapt rapidly, crave change and challenge, create constantly, are exceptionally resilient, committed and loyal when dedicated to an idea, cause, or product, and are global in perspective. These have grown up in an area of technology. They are adept at multitasking. Their expectations is for immediacy. Immediately. They want it done immediately, and that's driven by all of their technology expertise. Now, Gen Ys are people that have grown up playing on teams. They have been educated in the era of a village raising the child, the no child left behind. They grew up in a changing demographic society where one in three of their classmates have been from a different racial, culture, or ethnic background. These young people prefer to work in teams rather than individually and are easily accepting of diversity. That gets one group of us that's in the church today. I'm talking about those of us that are all old enough to begin to take part. Now, I want y'all to stay with me. Don't shut down on me, because this is vitally important. If this church or any other church is going to make a difference in our world, it's vitally important that we understand each other. And in understanding each other, we will learn how to appreciate each other. All right? The Gen Xs. This generation, and see, you can, as I say that, you can place yourself. And then some that were born right at the cutoff date, you're going to be part and part. You're going to be part one and part the other. All right? If you're born right in the middle of it, you're going to be dead set. Generation Xers have been born between 1965 and 1980 and comprise about 46 million of the nation's employees. They've grown up in an era of technology with cable television, cell phones, laptop computers, video games, which serve to drive their expectation of immediacy. During their childhood, the divorce rate in this country tripled, and many of them were latchkey kids, left to fend for themselves while the parents worked, and they fill their time with computers and televisions, and they become technologically literate. They were not often involved in group activities, and they are lacking in people skills. They seem to be drawn to informality and fun while not being impressed by titles or hierarchy. Now we go to the baby boomers. The baby boomers were born between 1946 and 1964 and comprise about 80 million of the nation's employees. The baby boomers respond to symbols of recognition such as titles, money, other status symbols, or indications of peer recognition. They tend to be extremely competitive, a likely result of their vast number. They value individual choice, community involvement, prosperity, ownership, as well as health and wellness.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Fulfill Your Divine Destiny. Next is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy That Changes Lives. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items are for the special price of only $26. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me all the time talk about becoming a word partner.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send.
Yes.
To support Rhema. That's what a word partner is. And you can become a word partner with us by just going to rhema.org/WPC. And I want to thank all of you that are our partners.
Yes.
You're helping us to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. And I would welcome you to become a partner with us. And once again, let me give you that, rhema.org/WPC. We would welcome you to become a partner with us.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his series, Ages, Stages, and Generations. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.